We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
It was a very interesting time for Giants fans looking at Twitter this weekend thinking, Maybe something is going to happen. My little birdies who chirp and are often right about things they chirp about said that Harper was very close, or it was going to happen. Now, I don't know if there's been an offer made. I don't know if something is being prepared, but the next guest that we have sure feels like he does know. Bob Nightingale is all over this story for USA Today. He is an MLB columnist, obviously, an MLB Network insider, and we're very happy to have him on the Damon Bruce Show. Thank you very much for joining us, Bob. What did you think about Harper to Giants rumors this weekend, and do you expect those rumors to linger throughout the week as we play the waiting game?
I think the rumors will linger for sure. I didn't believe those rumors was going
to. It sounds like we got a bad connection there, which makes him the, I believe, 45th guest in a row that's had a dodgy cell phone here on the damn show. Hopefully we get a better connection with Steve Kurt today. I really mean that. But hopefully we can get Bob back quickly. We do have Bob back quickly. Very nice. A quick reset with Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's the latest on Bryce Harper?
Well, Bryce is kind of he's got the Philadelphia Phillies in there. And look, they're going to make the highest offer in terms of dollars and years, just as far as gross amount. I think the Giants will come in with the highest offer annual average value. So, maybe they come in with about a 5-year contract and not a 7 or 8 or 9 and try to wow them that way. I think it's pretty clear that he would like to, be in the Bay Area, or certainly West Coast. I think the Dodgers probably his number one choice, and since obviously, they don't have interest, it leaves the Giants. So I like their Giants' chances. I think they have a legitimate shot.
I mean, it felt like Harper's market, the one that he wanted, sort of evaporated when we learned that the Red Sox, the Yankees, nor the Cubs, nor really the Dodgers were involved, and that feels like it's going to knock you down a tick or two just in terms of overall price. What is Harper's number one motivator here in free agency? Like, does he want to put himself in a ready to compete situation, or is this really about the price tag?
No, you have to have the best of both worlds. You love to go to a place where you can compete, and also a place that's going to get in the top dollar. I think it's important for him to be the highest paid player in baseball history. Means a lot to a lot of players, and you can affect the next incoming classes after that. So he turned out less. He turned down $300 million, slightly deferred, for the Washington Nationals at the end of September. So obviously, he thought he can get more than that. It hasn't, come to fruition with anybody. So it looks like the Nationals' offer is no longer on the table. He's got the Phillies who are interested. White Sox had an initial interest. They've dropped out. The Padres kind of dabbled in there. I really think it comes down to the Phillies and the Giants. The Giants will give him more per annual, per year, but the Phillies will give him probably a larger gross amount.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today Sports here on 95.7 The Game. No doubt in my mind, this is 100% Larry Bear worried about box office and needing a superstar. This doesn't feel like a very Farhan Zaidi decision.
I'm not going to disagree with that at all. I think it is an ownership move. I think they're very concerned with the season ticket sales being very stagnant. Not a lot of interest in the club. It's almost like Barry Bonds, just what Bonds meant, at least it brought people to the seats. That's why it's going to be a short-term contract. You can't bring in a new GM to run.
Sounds like we're having trouble.
You're going to have a guy making $30 million a year for 10 years. It's not fair to Zaidi. So if he comes, it's got to be a shorter-term contract.
In terms of just pure baseball move, Do you like it as a baseball move for a team that doesn't seem to be anywhere close to being in the neighborhood of contention? Would you, if it were up to you, Bob, pull the trigger on this move?
Yeah, I would, especially if it's not 10 years. If it's, you know, 5 or 6 or 4, that's fine. I mean, it's gold.
I tell you what, we just got a bad connection with Bob. Thank him very much for his time today. It's a shame that we didn't get a better phone call out of Bob, not through any of his doing. Damn you, cell phone connections. Wherever the satellite is, needs to somebody polish the receiver on that satellite. Make it a little bit better. Certainly we can polish it before we get Steve Kerr in today.
So he thinks the Giants will make the highest annual offer.
That's what I heard.
As far as value.
That's what I heard.
So not as much money as the Phillies per se right up front, but just the annual value.
Are we going to try this one more time? Are we going to try? Let's try Bob one more time. Bob, we're having a spotty cell phone call with you. Let's get back into what we were talking about with Harper. Just a pure baseball move for the money. If the Giants can put that much in front of them, I mean, they've been printing their own since 2010. It feels right. But again, to bring in a very analytical GM and then handcuff him to a $30+ million a year player feels a little, I don't know, like you're trying to have it both ways.
As long as it doesn't handicap him for 10 years.
I'm sorry. We just forget it, Albie. Until he reaches a landline, we just can't do that again.
Just not having good luck with cell phones these days.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not. I feel like this is a really good show with really bad cell phone coverage.
I use T-Mobile. I'm pretty happy with them. Just throwing it out there.
Nice. Good job. I'm an Oracle Park guy. Oh no, excuse me, AT&T. Pros and cons. Look, pros and cons for Bryce Harper, I think it's really simple. And these aren't pros and cons for the Giants. These are Bryce's pros and cons. Hi, I'm Bryce Harper. I'm making my list of pros and cons. Are you ready for the pros? Believe it or not, I'm going to put baseball. I'm going to put ballpark in my list of pros. Yeah, I know there's some dimensions there, which my swing doesn't necessarily tailor to, but my swing isn't afraid of a single ballpark dimension in Major League Baseball. I'm not going to get afraid of this one. And it's a gorgeous place to come to work every day. Like, you could do a lot worse than AT&T Park.
Oracle Park for sure.
Thank you. God, it's going to be a struggle this year. Thank God you're there to catch me whenever I fall.
And he's expressed interest in loving San Francisco.
He likes the ballpark. He likes the city. He likes the fans. I think you got to like Bruce Bochy. I think you got to like the club's history. I think you got to love the club's culture. I think you got to love the fact that you're staying in the National League and you don't have to put on your American League pants every morning and figure out how to do that. If I'm Bryce Harper, I'm very marketing curious at all times. I want to know who's the caretaker of my brand? Well, in terms of guys paying you lip service, you can't do much better than Kruko and Kuiper carrying your banner on TV almost each and every night. You got the Warriors right down the street. You got brand new state-of-the-art skyscrapers being built. You got all sorts of brand new penthouses to choose from in downtown San Francisco. I'm pretty sure that the Giants are worried about so many concerts going to Oracle Arena, or not Oracle Arena, but Chase Arena, mm-hmm. when that opens, that they're going to basically tell, hey, Bryce, who's your favorite musical act? If they want to play outdoors, we'll book them at AT&T. Excuse me, Oracle Park. That's what I would do. Who's your favorite musical act? We'll book them. I promise. San Francisco. More than anything else, like, I don't know if Bryce gets this, but this is an important thing, I would think, for a young guy. Like, San Francisco gives you that perfect balance of famous guy in a big city. Like, if you want to go out and feel like a real big deal and the talk of the town, and if you want the buzz, you can go out there and get it. You want to be recognized and you want to have a smooch fest, you can tailor make that for you. Really, you can. You can go out in this town and be a god if you want to. Or you can also put on a hoodie, some shades, and a random hat, and you can blend in like right away. You know who I've seen have brunch at an outdoor brunch spot right on a busily traversed sidewalk, eat in peace. Joe and Jennifer Montana.
Really?
Joe and Jennifer Montana were sharing breakfast, totally eating in peace, everybody recognizing them, but nobody going up to bothering them. And that's just, I don't know, do I call it a level of sophistication that San Francisco has that maybe wouldn't be in Philadelphia, where they're going to be like, oh, get a cheesesteak and get a picture with Bryce, right? You know, like immediately. Like there's just something really cool about this town. And I don't have to tell you, Bryce, because you keep tweeting about it yourself. You know what I mean? So as I'm putting my list of pros and cons together, because, hey, I'm Bryce Harper making my choice, I look at the Giants, might not have the best opportunity to win, but might have the most amount of money for me. That's got to go on top of the list. Here are the list of cons. If we really do talk about competition, I do not like what I see. Like the Giants, there could be some decent pitching up front, especially if Bumgarner doesn't get traded. But right now, the Giants are somewhere in between a team of not-ready kids with an inferior farm system. And you got a lot of, I don't want to say anybody is washed up, but you got some aging quickly veterans that this team's hopes have been built around. You have the California tax. You have the fact that the Dodgers have won the National League West 6 years in a row and don't really seem to be slowing down anytime soon. We put this ballpark in the pros portion of the list. We got to kind of put it in the cons portion too, just because, you know, this is a guy who is a 164 hitter in that ballpark who might look at his career, fancy it a future Hall of Fame career, fancy it someone who could threaten the Barry Bonds all-time home run record with many, many more years of baseball in front of him and think, well, if I go to AT&T, Oracle Park, that is just not going to happen. That is a 421 power alley. Well, Andrew Baggerly had a great line about this today. Where was this line here for Baggerly? It was really, really good. Really, really good. Let me see if I can find it real fast. I don't think I can real fast. I'll have it when we come back from Gianna, who's going to give you an update, let you know when Steve Kerr's coming up today. But really, oh no, here it is. Maybe the Giants shock the industry and get Bryce Harper to ignore their recent franchise struggles, taxes in California, their 421-foot power alley in right center that requires a $12 Uber ride plus a majestic launch angle to clear.
That's pretty good.
That was good. I'm glad I found that real quick.
That's pretty good.
You're right, Andrew Baggerly. Well done. But this feels like a moment. Feels like a moment for the Giants where they're not choosing between winning or losing, but they're going to choose between interesting or uninteresting. And I think Larry Bear really wants to see Bryce Harper because he's going to choose interesting. Now, what could you do if you didn't have Bryce Harper? If you spent the money on a handful of other guys, who might you have? I don't know if you got people who are going to sell 8,000 tickets to a walk-up crowd on a Saturday night. Bryce Harper could do that if your upper deck starts to get a little sparse because the wins are far and few between. Gianna Franco here on 95.7 The Game. And when we come on back, 5 o'clock, Steve Kerr. Well, that's 45 minutes away here on The Damon Bruce Show.
Now back to The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. We got Steve Kerr coming up in 40 minutes from right now, live at 5 with the Warriors head coach to talk about a team that is just on fire right now. They are 15-1 in their last 16 games. So media wars be damned. It's not affecting the way that they play. And really, neither is even the opponent on most nights. If the Warriors play well, great. They'll win. If the Warriors play poorly, there's a handful of teams out there it really doesn't even matter against. They're still going to win. That's what happened against the Phoenix Suns. That's what happened against Miami. We talked to Steve Thursday last week, and we normally never talk to Steve on a Monday, but because of Warriors games tomorrow at Utah and then Thursday in Portland before they wrap up their season before the All-Star break, we are going to say hello to Steve today. We're really looking forward to that. Steve, meanwhile, is doing all he can to get Bryce Harper into town.
That would be fun. I'd love it if Bryce Harper came here. So does my opinion matter? Bryce, come to the Giants. Let's go.
He's a Dodger fan. So does he really want it? Does he really think it's going to make it help? Nah, look, it's funny that he did that, tampering $50,000 fine Steve Kerr. I mean, if Harper doesn't sign here, you're the team who never lands the big whale anymore. I got people on the text line who are saying, like, I hope they go ahead and sign him, and then just like Barry Bonds, he can win no World Series. Duh. Look, get the World Series out of your mouth. Stop talking about it. You're far away from the World Series. Bryce Harper, no Bryce Harper. There's no World Series in your future. It's not going to happen. Be interesting. Be interesting. Hey, if you like a team that's got a lot of positions to develop players, how about every position except the one Bryce, Buster, and Brandon are playing? Crawford, not Belt. Right. He can move on. Seriously, though. I mean, like, go ahead, give Zaidi 24 other roster spots to deal with. Think about it all times. Get as creative as you want. If we move on from Samardzija, that should be a price tag that makes you not incur all the luxury tax nonsense we've heard so much about, which is the single most boring thing I've ever heard of in my entire time doing Bay Area sports talk radio. The Giants' ability to stay underneath their own luxury tax is putting me to sleep. The Giants stayed underneath the luxury tax last year. How much fun do you have? Woohoo! They're under the tax. They're under the TA. Feels so good to save, what, just 20 cents on the dollar? Okay, yay! It's like Geico. I saved 20%. 888-957-9570. If Bryce Harper doesn't sign here, what do you do? Like, what would be the ramification? If you don't sign Bryce Harper, you still need bats. You still need an outfield. What's the backup plan? 30-year-old Marwin Gonzalez? He's a switch hitter. He'd instantly become the most versatile player. Like, don't tell me what you don't like about Marwin Gonzalez. He hit .247 last year with only 16 home runs. I believe those 16 home runs would have led the team. He hit .303 with 23 home runs and 90 RBI for the 2017 Astros. He was tucked right in the middle of a very productive lineup. He was a good player. He's 30. Marwin Gonzalez, he's versatile. If Bryce Harper isn't on your team by end of business tomorrow, he should be. Adam Jones feels like Metamucil. Like, really? Like, what if I told you, pick up your grandpa some Metamucil? It sounds old, right? He is. He's 33. He had only 15 home runs last year, which, again, would put him right on top of the Giants' pace. They got the worst outfield in baseball. They really do. Every single time I look at a player whose numbers would normally fall into, oh, that's not good enough, you probably don't want to sign that guy, I look at the numbers and I see, well, he would have led the Giants last year in that category with that number. Marwin Gonzalez, Adam Jones at the age of 33. Got to do something. Or is this seriously about to be Austin Slater and Chris Shaw across the board? Have fun with that. Got to do something. 888-957-9570. Real quick, I got a guy in the text line saying, hey, Damon, you know, you're really overestimating how much A's fans cared about Kyler Murray. Signed by a guy named Pat. Pat, I didn't think about how you felt about it once. I could care less what an A's fan thinks about Kyler Murray. The A's front office should be a little bit rattled. Now I got a guy saying, Damon, I think that Murray going to the NFL is not really going to affect the A's. I mean, we've got some solid players. You got Piscotty in right. You got Liriano in center. Martini maybe in left. Yeah. in the minute one of those guys reaches a spot in their career where they got to get paid, they're going to have to put on another uniform, which means you're going to have to turn the page to what you got in your minor league system, which would have been Kyler Murray had he chosen baseball. Kyler Murray choosing football this year isn't going to affect you at all. 2-3 years from now could be the reason why you got very little in center field. You know, the A's do draft and develop very, very well. This is the player they wanted to draft and develop to be right in the middle of their top of the system. They will miss the entity that he was supposed to represent. A player under club control who's got a bright upside, and we got him for 7 years, and we decide when you start his major league clock. No wonder why he chose the NFL. RJ is in Napa. What do you got, RJ? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Damon. Thanks, buddy. I got two things for you. One, I want to liberate you a little bit. I know that the struggle is real for you as far as the ballparks and the names of them and stuff like that. I'm a lifelong Sacramento Kings fan, and I can tell you that in the last 5 or 6 years of the lifespan of Arco Arena, it had like 3 different names, Sleep Train and some other wristband, holistic thing or whatever. Point being, all the Kings fans still called it Arco Arena. So you're good there. Call it AT&T Park. We don't give a crap what you call it. Second thing about Bryce Harper. When I think of the Giants and I think of them in terms of an ice cream flavor, I think of the Giants as vanilla, right? They're just a bunch of nice guys. They've won some championships. I don't think there's a real fire there, right? But with Bryce Harper, I think of that guy in terms of ice cream as like Rocky Road, okay? And I think he's exactly the guy that can light the fire or relight the fire under those guys, get them back to their winning ways. So I say whatever money he wants for 2 or 3 years, give it to him. I'm out. Have a good day.
RJ, solid call. You talk about that fire. And that instantly got me thinking about another thing that Andrew Baggerly wrote in this piece for The Athletic, where he talked about how Sergio Romo used to have a saying that said, buy in and sell out. In other words, buy into what we're doing and then sell out, trying to do it as hard as you can. And Baggerly writes, you know, that sounds like conflicting information, maybe to instructions for your hedge fund manager, but it makes all the sense in the world. When you buy in, you have true belief in your teammates, and when you sell out by putting forth your maximum effort in support of those teammates. It's been a while since the Giants have bought in, and their ballpark isn't always sold out. The players will always say the right and hopeful thing, but do the Giants truly believe that they're capable of contending? Or will they become clock punchers? Which would be one hell of a disappointing way to send out future Hall of Fame manager Bruce Bochy. Does Boch have enough gravel and gravitas left to inject some fire into a roster that appeared so warmed over in the recent years? Like, we're about to find out. But first, it would help if the front office did a little bit of buying. And a little bit of buying and a little bit of attitude would be brought in instantly with a guy like Bryce Harper. But he really is onto something. This team has been a poorly lit pilot light for the last couple seasons. Mm-hmm. It's been Dullsville. The amount of passion pouring out of the Giants, it's not exactly translated. Like, I've seen them leapfrog over that railing whenever they win an extra inning game, but was that a lot of fun last year? Were people buying in and selling out to win now on a daily basis? The answer was no. It didn't feel like they were motivated to be a hungry team. And I also understand that baseball doesn't have you chomping at the bit all the time. It's just too every day. You got to have an even keel about you at sometimes. But even keel turned into Dullsville. And can we be completely honest here? Another reason why I thought Bryce Harper might sign with the Giants this past weekend, it wasn't all the noise that was just coming out of 24 Willie Mays Plaza. It was the fact that Buster Posey, who, can we be completely honest about Buster Posey? Like, we're all friends here, right? Is this a safe space?
Safe space.
We got a circle of trust going on here. What's your favorite Buster Posey quote? Like, I'll wait. Phone lines are not lighting up. What's the favorite thing Buster Posey has ever told you? Oh, that's right. Outside of those Toyota commercials, you never even heard him talk. Like, which great player in the National League West said less over the last 5 years? Buster Posey or Paul Goldschmidt? Guess what? It doesn't matter because Goldschmidt's not even here anymore, which means it's now Buster Posey. Buster Posey, if that's the guy who's supposed to set the tone, if your tone is anything other than
professionalism,
you're in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. Buster Posey, he's professional as the day is long. I don't know if professional gets the clubhouse fired up and ready to go. It's also hard to be a tone setter when you're hitting 5 home runs. Bryce Harper is the rash on the fanny that this team might need to motivate it. Half the times, he's just in the dugout. He can be a little bit of a pain in the ass, and there's no doubt about it. What was it, Harper and Papelbon got in their shoving match? Give me a little emotion. I saw Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds get in the shoving match. Everything was okay.
He does make it. He would make it more interesting, definitely more intriguing for fans, too. But at some point, it has to be about winning as well. I mean, at some point, like you need to get it rolling and let's head in that direction. But it's got to happen within the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. But they also have a little house credit they've been enjoying. I mean, they did win 3 World Series like 2 sneezes ago. That does buy you some house credit. They acknowledged their shortcomings with the termination of Bobby Evans and booting Brian Sabian, if not up the chain, out of the decision making room. They've turned around and they've given the whole thing to Farhan Zaidi and said, you got a lot of time to get this right. Build wisely. And then the very first thing they might do is spend $35 million a year on a player that might not affect the chances to win. So I don't even know if it's the right thing to do. I do know it'd be the most interesting thing to do. But is it the right thing to do? It's incredibly debatable. John Morosi on today here on 95.7 The Game. Had this to say when he handicapped the Giants' chances of landing Bryce Harper.
I think that the difference is there. If it's the West Coast, it's close to home. It's a fresh start. I think that if it ends up being a shorter-term deal for him with the Giants, I think if they can find a way to get it up to that 3 years and $100 million, 3 years and 110, and if it really is extraordinary, I think that is maybe the one scenario that I think could make some sense from the way that Farhan Zaidi evaluates free agents.
So we'll see. 888-957-9570. Spiro, San Ramon. What do you got, Spiro?
I got a quick question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
When do you pursue Bryce Harper signing with the team?
Some good stuff, man. You really put together a doozy of a question. The truth is, I expect Bryce Harper to sign with his team the minute my tuchus hits my seat going to Mexico.
So Monday?
Monday. I fly to Mexico on Monday with the wife. So
a week from today.
While I am in the air and off the internet, that's when it's going to happen, where I'm somewhere over the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, maybe that's possible. There could be something to the fact that Harper and Machado are still unsigned, and maybe they're sort of kind of waiting around to see where the other goes to sort of set the market and set the tone. That might give some time there within that week.
So it would feel like that has a little bit to do with it. One guy is looking to set the market for the other. But this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Pitchers and catchers are not reporting soon. Pitchers and catchers, at least for the A's, reported today.
And Thursday for the Giants.
And the biggest two names in free agency in years are unsigned entities. Like, I don't think I even need evidence to prove collusion, do I? There has clearly been a wink and a smile agreement between every single major league owner to not spend money like you're looking for cocaine in Las Vegas at 2 a.m. anymore when you're signing free agents. It's crazy. I don't like intrusive owners. And Larry Bear might be entering the realm of the intrusive owner by forcing this through, but I think he realizes for the very first time that there are going to be fewer people paying attention to my team than ever before. It started happening last year. It's going to continue this year, and I need to do something that is box office worthy. Go ahead, open Gook wherever you are, whenever you reach your destination safely and you have the time, Google Major League free agents. Look at who's remaining. Remove Manny Machado from the equation because we know he ain't coming here. And ask yourself who other than Bryce Harper sells a single ticket for the San Francisco Giants remaining on this list of free agents. I mean, is he coming off the single best year he's ever had? No. But he's a good player. He's young as hell. It's not your money. It's not my money. They're not taking, they're not rolling back ticket prices without him. They're not raising ticket prices with him this year. It's all locked in. It's money. It's not even your money. And that'll get you Bryce Harper. You know what also gets you? It gets you the rubber chickens back. If Bryce Harper is worried about his on-base percentage, he wouldn't need to be. This guy's going to be walked 10 times a week. This is Jonathan in San Jose. What's going on?
Yeah, regarding collusion, I think analytics has finally caught up to baseball to show that big contracts don't work. So that's just a side note. I actually called about Bryce Harper because I think ultimately he's always been, he's a head case. He's proven that, but he's an amazing player. Want to give him that, but I think if you put him on a team that underperforms, the likelihood is that he's going to go hot and probably not play well.
Well, but that's why you go home to count your 35 million reasons to just bite your bottom lip and take it, right? Like, that's the deal you're making. If being a contender, winning a World Series as quickly as possible means anything to you, then being the number one paid player in baseball shouldn't mean anything to you. Because apparently those two things are mutually exclusive of each other. Like, you got to go sign for a song to be a New York Yankee or a Boston Red Sox or whatever. You want top dollar? Well, who's willing to give you top dollar? If the answer isn't a single contender, then top dollar is your motivating factor. Should you be worried about a player using top dollar? I don't necessarily think so. Maximizing value is what you're supposed to want to do as an athlete. 888-957-9570, not too far away from a little 5 before 5. And coming up live at 5, Steve Kerr joins me here on 95.7 A Game. Again, he's already carrying water for the Bryce.
That would be fun. I'd love it if Bryce Harper came here. So does my opinion matter? Bryce, come to the Giants. Let's go.
Steve, by the way, was at a very poignant tribute to his grandparents last night. I had no idea that his grandparents held such almost royal status in the Armenian community for a whole bunch of people. They helped escape Armenia. I mean, like, there is a level of the Steve Kerr family history tree that I had no idea even existed. I read about it today on The Athletic, a fascinating piece by Marcus Thompson, and we're going to ask Steve all about that. Buster Posey, when he started talking a little smack, saying, you know, any team that's not trying to contend is out of its mind. I mean, like, he actually tweeted that over the weekend. Buster doesn't tweet anything. I really thought that there was another, oh, maybe Harper did sign. Because why is Buster popping off? It's so unlike him to be a I'm popping off kind of guy. Buster Posey on Twitter responding to MLB Network and the Phillies, saying that they're in win-now mode. Buster said, great news for Philly fans, but shouldn't every team be in win-now mode? What is the point of showing up if you're not trying to win? Well, Buster, I mean, like, I love you, man, but you can't only speak the language half the time. Like, you know what's going on here. It's a little bit like the Kevin Durant thing. Kevin Durant wanting his way with the media both ways. He wants people to ask him all the questions that he wants asked. He'll answer the questions when he's comfortable with the questions. But when he doesn't want to talk and you still got a column to write, you get turned into the enemy for writing your column about and then not asking him questions when the message of the week was, I'm not talking to the media. It's weird. Like, the amount of athletes that want it both ways, it's amazing.
Can't have it all.
Hey, Damon, is Bryce Harper really that good? I would take J.D. Martinez in his 4 or 5 year deal, says Andrew in San Francisco. Andrew, I'm going to need you to invent a time machine. Because J.D. Martinez isn't available and Bryce Harper is today. Damon, what do you think of the realistic thing happening or the completely fabricated thing that just popped in my mind? What should happen? Well, I'm going to lean towards a realistic thing. J.D. Martinez was holding out for big dollars. He got big dollars from the Red Sox, but not the biggest dollars that he wanted, which made him a late signee, and there's no regrets there. Obviously, it's all worked out. But this whole, like, I'd much rather had a guy who can't be had than the guy who you could have. Is Bryce Harper really that good? Let me explain to you how good Bryce Harper really is. This should make it easy to understand for most Giants fans listening. If Bryce Harper were to show up tomorrow, he would instantly be your best player. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's all who he is. If he showed up tomorrow, he is instantly the most dangerous bat you got at any level in the entire franchise and organization. He's the most dangerous hitter you employ. Period. End of story. That's who he is. If that's not good enough for you, I really don't know what you're looking for. I'm looking for a little 5 before 5, and we're going to find it next. Gianna taking over here on the Damon Bruce Show.
Some things you need to know. Some things you want to know. It's 5 before 5 on 95.7, The Game.
At 5 o'clock, the one and only Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, joins us live here on 95.7 The Game, and I hope you do too. Right now, Gianna Franco's got it all teed up, the headlines, the deadlines, and the stories that slip through the cracks, a little 5 before 5 here on The Damon Bruce Show.
And we are brought to you by the California Academy of Sciences. Make sure you check it out. Perfect place to go with all this rainy weather we've had. Take the family on the weekend. They're doing this really cool exhibit about outer space and learning more about the stars and the planets and how it all aligns and works with all of us here. It's pretty cool.
Number one.
All right, so Kevin Durant, Damon, is taking his seat in the boardroom. I don't know if you saw this. It's an ESPN Plus original series that dives into the sports business with a rotating roster of athletes, tech moguls, and sports executives. So 6 episodes from 35 Ventures, which is the company owned by Durant and his business partner Rich Kleiman. So they launched it on Monday today, and it's, I guess, a direct-to-consumer multi-sport subscription streaming service, which is ESPN Plus. So if you don't have ESPN Plus, I don't think you can see it.
Okay.
So just FYI. But guests on the boardroom include LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, Rockets forward PJ Tucker, Steve Ballmer will be on there, Twitter CEO will be on there, Jack Dorsey, Peter Guber. A number of people will be joining the show. It's hosted by Jay Williams, features Durant and Kleiman as well, who also serve as the show's executive producers.
So he's got all these business ventures that he's now releasing publicly. Remember, the same day he is on ESPN saying this.
Well, when you got beat writers that come into practice and the games and you build relationships with these guys in person, just wanted to let them know how I approach the game as a player, knowing that I have to talk to media. And if I get an opportunity to talk to media, I want to give the fans my perspective about the game, not about business, stuff that, you know, I can't control at this point. So I was just letting them know what I wanted to talk about when I come into practice or before a shoot around or after a game.
So there you go. Only talk to me about the game. Here's a press release about my business.
Do you buy that, though? I mean, I think he's sort of backtracking a little bit from what happened with the media in that conversation, trying to sort of clarify what he should have said in the first place.
Look, let's be completely honest what's going on here. Kevin Durant would like all questions submitted in writing and in triplicate before you actually do it. I mean, that's what's going on here. This is about managing information, how information gets asked of you, information shared by you, and like again, let me tell you more about my businesses while I demand you stop asking me about my business. Well, I'm not asking you about your businesses, I'm asking you about your free agency. Well, now I'm going to classify which business aspect you can ask me about, and it's just one big yawn to me. Like, I'm sorry. If you wanted it to be all about basketball, why do you have your brand that is Kevin Durant divested into 25 different businesses? It's not all about basketball for you, but it's got to all be all about basketball for us unless you have signed off, endorsed, picked your own host for the segment that you're producing. Sounds like somebody's really much more interested in controlling the message more than anything else.
Well, and I think this opportunity gives him that to control the conversation a little bit more in the direction that he wants to.
Yeah, I'm calling shenanigans on all of it. I see through everything.
Number two.
Well, something interesting that sort of relates to that. I know Rich Kleiman and Durant are very close. They refer to each other as best friend and sometimes even brother, if that's according to an article in The Real GM. But apparently 35 Ventures, which is their company, their 10 employees, it was what they have working for them, is moving to a new office building in New York City. So Durant will be a free agent this offseason, and obviously he's been linked in the media with the New York Knicks. So is this going to add a little fuel to that fire? I mean, you're moving your company to the East Coast. That's interesting.
Everything you do makes us think you're out of here, and we get questions about you being out of here. You get all pissy about it? Like, dude, every single thing about you is pointing towards what's next, not what is now. And that's a little disappointing. It really is. It's baffling. It's baffling to me. Stop asking me about all these where am I going next questions. Oh, by the way, my production company's moving to New York.
I mean, maybe it's a good opportunity for them with what the kind of shows they want to do. I don't know, but it is interesting.
Yeah, because
timing, all of it. We're going to read into it.
There's no entertainment business here on the West Coast at all to speak of.
I mean, that Los Angeles place.
Number three.
A lot of stuff happens here as well. So, all right, this was out in the news. Kareem Hunt has received a second chance to continue his NFL career after agreeing to a deal with the Cleveland Browns on Monday. So, general manager John Dorsey spoke about the decision to sign the Ohio native and said his relationship and interaction with Kareem has been since 2016 in college. It was an important part of this decision-making process, and apparently they did extensive due diligence with many individuals, including clinical professionals, to have a better understanding of him today.
I'm not saying this to disrespect you. Let me just cut right to the chase. Blah, 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 blah. We don't care what you got video of him doing. We think he could help us win football games. Go home and cry on your pillows, society. That's what the Cleveland Browns are saying.
They don't care.
Gianna, no team really cares. All the caring is window dressing. Win or go home. Welcome to football.
So hotel footage showed Hunt shoving and kicking a woman.
Oh, we all know. They had an altercation. We all know.
That's why the Chiefs released him. Does he deserve a second chance?
Well, everybody in life deserves a second chance. The question is, do you want to be the person in front of that second chance or not? The Cleveland Browns said, yeah, we'll totally be that person. The same way the Washington Redskins looked at Reuben Foster and said, yeah, we'll totally be that person. Like, it happens all the time. I am all done virtue signaling. Like, there's people telling you that John Dorsey and the Browns are like massive women abusers themselves today. That's just not how my mind works. It's not the talking points I buy into. Like, you want to do business with Kareem Hunt, you go right ahead. You don't want to do business with Kareem Hunt, you go right ahead and you don't do that. That's fine.
Well, they did say that he is taking full responsibility for his action, has showed remorse, and secondly, trying to get past it.
That's great. Grown people, real, living, breathing adults taking full responsibility for their own actions. Put out a press release. What a great moment for society.
Number four.
All right. Julian Edelman, two things here. Number one, did you see him on the Grammys last night? He is now beardless.
Yes, the clean-shaven Julian Edelman.
And apparently I did not know this. I had to go watch the video, but Ellen, the Ellen DeGeneres show, is where he did it. He showed up and brought the Super Bowl trophy, and there he was getting his beard shaved.
A live shaving on TV.
Would you trust anyone to shave your beard? Like a fellow talk show host or...
No, well, especially like not with like a straight edge razor.
Well, she used clippers, it looked like.
Okay, well, you got to. If you got a big bushy beard, you can't just start with a razor. You got to bring it down to surface level before you start shaving. The truth is, there's so much blade technology out there, Gianna, that you're really going to have to start doing some drastic things to cut someone with a, as long as you go with the grain, everything should be okay.
Would you trust me to shave your beard with like an actual razor?
I'd talk to Pete once about it. I'd make sure it was cool with your husband. And if he signed off on it, yeah.
I would think you would just say yes, that you would trust me.
Yeah, but it's pretty intimate to shave another man, so I'd want to clear it with Pete.
No, I mean, as far as like safety concerns wise, like if you would trust me not to cut you up or anything like that.
I wouldn't be worried about... I wouldn't be worried about anything other than the level of intimacy that you and I would be sharing in that moment.
I didn't even think about it that way.
And I would want to clear it with your husband first because I'm respectful like that.
I just pictured you walking away with tons of band-aids and patches on your face because I would probably suck at it.
Whole bunch of toilet paper dots all over me.
Yes. All right. Well, he showed up at the Grammys last night, all clean shaven. And he and Devin McCourty actually got to give away an award. They announced the best pop group performance. Which was actually Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's song. So very cool to kind of see them out there. Some sports figures at the Grammys. Of course, we also saw A-Rod by J-Lo's side throughout the whole thing. And apparently there was an Antonio Brown sighting on the red carpet as well.
Really?
At the Grammys,
I didn't know Antonio Brown was in there. But, okay. Look, so the Grammys, I watched a little bit of it last night. The thing that stood out the most to me is that Alicia Keys is the coolest person in the world.
I want to be your friend.
Alicia Keys hosted the Grammys with the laid-back, casual attitude normally reserved for someone throwing a dinner party in their own kitchen. Like, that woman has a level of comfort in her own skin about her that just translates. Look, I cannot relate to anybody playing at the Grammys, but I can relate to anyone hosting anything.
Sure.
I host things. So I know what a good host is. I know what a host who's trying too hard looks like. I know what a host who's been served a huge pile of, man, that sucks that it went that way. But they make shinola out of you know what. Alicia Keys was so good at hosting the Grammys. I'll tell you, if she could just put out one more album in her career and be the permanent host of the Grammys, she could go to the Hall of Fame based on that alone, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's how good she was. I don't know if it's cool to be the permanent host of the Grammys the way that Billy Crystal became the permanent host of the Oscars.
For the Oscars, yeah.
If I were producing the Grammy telecast last night, I'd be on the phone today with Alicia Keys about next year's show. When she sat down to do the two piano thing.
The dueling pianos, that was so good.
That was art.
Those are my favorite moments.
You're watching art happen in front of you. That was phenomenal.
She's incredibly talented, and I think she has like 10 or 12 Grammys herself. I mean, and there's no question.
How in a world of everybody doing everything they can to be as shockingly dolled up and beautiful, she comes out in basically a muumuu and a headband, and she's stunning.
Yeah.
She is, I mean, if you're looking for a textbook definition of natural beauty, my God, she is gorgeous.
She did a great job. No question. I totally agree. I think she was one of the best hosts they've had in a while. LL Cool J used to do a great job as well, but she definitely was herself. And there were some bumps in the road, you know, along the way, but she handled them. She handled them really, really well.
I got a guy here on the text line saying, Grammys are for chicks. No guy listens to that pop garbage trash. I agree with you. The only reason why I'm watching is because my wife was like, we're watching the Grammys. I would not normally watch the Grammys, but I was really impressed with her. I was impressed with Dolly Parton and how strong her voice still sounded. And what else did I really, that was it. Alicia Keys and Dolly Parton are the two things that really stood out to me in that Grammy. Oh, and Diana Ross. Every time she talks and preambles her songs the way that Diana Ross does, it makes me just think of that Saturday Night Live skit. It was like, I'm Diana. Love me. Don't touch me. Stay away. I'm Diana.
She's 75.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she looked amazing in that red dress. I love Dolly's performance, too. Yeah. It was very cool.
Number five.
Okay, lastly here, because we are about to go to Steve Kerr. Speaking of, a lot to talk about Giants making a push for Bryce Harper. But it's not just them that's doing it. I think you played this earlier, but it's worth playing again. Here's head coach Steve Kerr.
That would be fun. I'd love it if Bryce Harper came here. So does my opinion matter? Bryce, come to the Giants. Let's go.
Well, maybe not so much because we know he's a Dodger fan, but, you know, it's pretty cool to hear him talk about it.
Tamper, Steve. Could possibly be your next door neighbor when you guys move into Chase Center. So, yeah, he wants to be living to a Harper, next door to a Harper. That's good. Real quick, Damon, Harry's Razors, I know you don't use them. What are you talking about? I only use Harry's Razors, but they're not even doing promotions with this anymore. But I still use Harry's Razors. It's a phenomenal razor. And if I had to let Gianna shave me, I would only use Harry's Razors.
I sent those as gifts for Christmas to a lot of, like, my brother and my cousins.
They're great. I got someone who wants to apologize for me saying, Pello, no, it's my one speech of defect. That's it. It's my one stammer. It's my one thing. I cannot say
pillow.
Pillow. I call them pillows. And I apologize. Welcome to your 5 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.